Well, hot diggity dang, we're just a couple of weeks away from NXT deadline, and it's already heating up. Hello, everyone. This is Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT content, and as I, hello, boys, but as always, I'm being joined by someone else, but my co-host this week is not Jack Palmer. Please welcome somebody who's actually more famous. Give it up for James Lott Jr. filling in. What's going on, sir?
I like that. I like your opening music. It's like, I mean, my shows are very low budget. I mean, you just like you put some time into your theme and shit. I was like, wow.
It's actually free from the YouTube library, so it's also low budget. I paid exactly $0.
I was ready to start twerking it. I was like this morning. I'm like, I'm ready.
That gets me hype. I can't lie. There's sometimes when I'm like dead tired at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I hit that record. I'm like,
it's good. And I know I'm not Jack Farmer, but I play one on television.
Do you really? Where?
A farmer. So it's some station nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. This guy is actually a farmer. Learn more at youtube.com/JLJ Media. But Drape the Gold, it's about NXT. It's about wrestling. Now, you've been on the show before. This is actually the first time you've been on the show since the reboot. Wait, look at the digs.
I do love that. I like it. I'm like, this is very nice. I'm trying to see what's behind on your dresser. I always look at your dresser. See what's back there.
Oh, yeah. Those are my two awards. My Green Lantern, and this is a parasol from the Tokyo Yakult Swallows, which is a Japanese baseball team. When they score a home run, they throw an umbrella up in the crowd.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Shout out to everyone watching and streaming live on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, and Trovo, and Twitch. It doesn't roll off the tongue without saying Twitter. Yeah, Trovo's like another streaming site. You know, gotta go where the kids are going nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, overall thoughts of NXT this week as we get ramped up for deadline, man.
What's funny is there was one match which we'll get into that was so dramatic and over dramatic.
And so over
emotive that I just kept chuckling. And I was like, wow, am I watching a soap opera in wrestling?
No, you're not. You're watching wrestling and wrestling. Grapples and takedowns, man. What are you talking about?
Well, that one, we'll talk about that match. No, other than that, though, again, I don't know how. I mean, you guys know when I come on these shows, it's just like I was turned on the whole time.
Were you?
They're all hot. Everybody's hot. Everybody's hot.
I kind of separate that because I'm a journalist and I work for the craft of it all. But people tell me that.
I don't separate all that. I'm like, it is hot. These tight pants, these tight outfits, and I'm just like, oh my god, and the bodies. I'm like, oh my god.
He just whatever me. Whatever.
I see why he's got all hyped up. I see why men like seeing two women wrestle. I totally get it.
I can't comment on that, but
yeah, you can't comment on it. Oh, I can't.
If you're in the chat doing comments, okay, make sure we're featured on the show like Tony JC. Eyes emoji all around. So let's get into it. Our first contest is actually for the NXT Tag Team titles. Tony Angelo, Stacks Lorenzo, the champions, taking on Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza. Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo were saying for weeks they're going to be the new champions. It just wasn't meant to be. The family walks away with the dub. Now, was this the match you're talking about, being over dramatic?
No. Actually, I remember Tony D'Angelo. He's hot. He's big and
really? You think Tony D'Angelo's hot?
I do. He had those big red pants, and he had a little hair in a ponytail. I think he's hot. I thought they were going to lose. Actually, I thought they were going to. The cousins were doing very well at first, and they were totally getting them.
You love cousins.
I do love good cousins. You know I do.
Yeah.
It's like between us, you know, me and Follow. Seriously, at the match itself, to me, it was very, it was kind of evenly matched for a while. For a while, the cousins were doing all stuff, and it was evenly matched. And Stacks was getting beat up the most, it seemed like to me. Like he was getting tossed around, and he beat up the most. And I was thinking, ooh, will the cousins actually win? I don't know if you felt that way at all, but I thought maybe it was going to go that direction. And I was like, oh. And then, of course, Stacks came back. And then they totally won. But I thought they were going to lose.
I thought the family was going to win only because of what they're hanging over Chase University's head, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show. I thought Chase U would be like conscripted to be like the backup insurance policy type deal. That didn't really happen, but I thought they were going to retain it, and they did. And I gotta ask, man, if you're Humberto Carrillo or Angel Garza, like, do you even try to go for a rematch? Did you try to regroup? Did you just go other things for now? Because you got beat pretty handedly.
But everybody liked they held their own for a while. So it wasn't like they were like and another match talk about where you just get tossed around the whole time and that's it. I mean, it was whole thing to watch. But literally, it was like, yes, it's Christmas in my house. I'm like, screw everybody. Look at my head. There we go. There we go.
Matthews.
It's like
4 a.m. over
there. Yeah, he's up for it. It's me. I'm here, right? I'm here, everybody. That's right. Yeah. Let's give Flobo the views. Let's get the views. Well, that's another story. Anyway, I thought because they did hold their own for a while. And they look great, too. All these cousins look. I mean, I wouldn't mind a cousin sandwich. It's fine with me. But they look great. And they held their own. So I would say try again. I don't think you should give up because it wasn't like they were just horrible in the ring and didn't do nothing. You can't cuss on the show right now.
I mean, we try not to, but I can't stop you. You just did it. Congratulations.
I'm old people, Flebo. Yeah, I can't what's going on. Anyway, I think they should try again. Don't give up yet.
Absolutely. I think they do need to do so soon with the deadline coming up, and it's still room for one or two matches. But let's get into the Iron Survivor Challenge, which is going to be the main event of deadline. Jerry Lawler was in the house to pick two matches for qualifications. Braun Breaker was Eddie Thorpe, we'll get to later. And our next contest, the KJ Battle, Kalani Jordan, my favorite, against Kiana James, my favorite, and a match to qualify for the Iron Survivor Challenge with Kalani Jordan getting a win due to some distractions. James Lott Jr. Now, I'm a big Kalani Jordan fan. Does she do anything for you?
Oh. This is what I wrote down.
Okay.
I'm drooling already.
Where's my
towel? I said, I wrote beautiful. Loved her hair, looking face. Loved her neon blue and green outfits. I was like, she's stunning.
She is.
I was like, I would go straight for her. Literally, I get it. I totally get it.
I mean, I like her as a competitor, but about the match, man.
Oh, okay, I'll get there in a second. Let me ask you. Did she do anything?
Are you a fan? Are you a fan? Yeah.
Yes. Now, I understand what you meant. Yes, I'm a fan of her now. Now, Kiana James. I was like, okay, purse. She walked out her purse, her big purse. I was like, go, girl.
Oh, yeah. Out of a helicopter. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, go on, girl. I was up into theatrics. She's okay. She's got her thing. She got her thing going on. But here's what's funny. So, Kiana was the one who was winning at first. First, it was kind of masculine here and there.
Yeah.
And then she was winning.
Sure.
And then there's a lot of throat kicking in this episode. Everybody was hitting everybody's throats. I don't think I do that normally, but I was like, every match had a throat thing that happened.
You know, I never noticed that, but now you mentioned it. Yeah, I guess people.
Exactly. I was like, okay. And then what's funny to me is, and then Roxanne Perez rings the bell. I'm like, what's going on here? A little off-ring shenanigans, out-of-the-ring shenanigans.
Yeah.
But Kalani does this thing that if I was young and limber, I'd want to do it too. She goes on the ropes backwards with her legs up in the air on the ropes. And then she lifts herself and flips backwards on the Kiana. I was like, girlfriend. I'm like, that's a good move in the bedroom too, I'm sure. Go on, girl. I was like, girl, that flip, and she won. I was like, yeah, you should win after all that.
I can't believe I'm saying, there's a lot to unpack there. So it's funny.
It's funny because I'm
jaded because I'm like, oh, it's just a spit like a moonsault. But yeah, if you describe it like that, that sounds like the best damn move on the planet. And so Roxanne Perez getting a little bit of revenge for last week with Kiana James getting involved in her match distracts Kiana James, which, to your credit, was winning the matchup. Now, these are both two women, Kalani Jordan and Kiana James, that I've always advocated for. But now it seems that Kalani Jordan has a chance to have her biggest opportunity ever at Deadline, which is the Iron Survivor Challenge match, which is in the big event thing. Here's a question I have for you. as beautiful as you claim that Clara Jordan to be and how athletic as she is, do you see her becoming women's champ anytime in the future?
I don't see any other matches, but I think from this match alone, yeah, why not? I mean, even though Kiana James looks like a champion, she looks like a champion. Like, she looks like somebody who's like a champ. But I think Kehlani has a chance.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kiana James does, but I guess she doesn't have the wins. And even though Jack doesn't like her that much, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm a big Kiana James advocate. So,
oh, he doesn't like her. Well, that means I like her more.
Well, I'm going to editorialize this one. Michael Wexler's in the chat. Legendary Global Voice and even more wonderful James Lott Jr. is in the house. Give it up for Pop Princess as well, hanging out in the chat. And Amanda Russ.
Wait a minute. She's with my man.
Who's with your man?
Real life, Kehlani is with Carmelo.
So homegirl Kehlani and Carmelo Hayes are in life. I bet she has to. So that has been the rumor. I don't want to confirm it because it will break my heart two different ways.
same here, Flo. But I'm like, you know how I feel about Carmelo, so that's another story. But
Mello. Speaking about Mello, I think one of the best wrestling storylines of all time has been over the past couple of weeks, the dissolution of Trick Mello Gang. Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, not really trusting each other. They're kind of friends one week, trying to see who attacked Trick Williams this week. But NXT Anonymous post that Lexus King was hanging out backstage and potentially must have hit Trick Williams upside the head. Now, Dylan Matthews asked earlier in the chat, thoughts about Lexus King, because he makes a very strong appearance later on in this program.
He does. Big metal head, obviously. Yes.
Yeah.
Looking dude. That's why these skits are hilarious to me, actually. I just kind of chuckle.
Why do you chuckle?
Because I always forget that because I don't watch this every week, everybody. So I'm like, I come in once every 3 or 4 months. Yeah. That's right. They have storylines to promote. And there's a storyline that goes off the ring also. So I just chuckle. Because they're just making me chuckle. But seeing Carmelo and Tank, I mean, whatever his name is, that works for me. And the whole Chase U and Alpha Academy, I always watch that stuff. I have more thoughts about him during the match. I don't really have any thoughts of him other than that. But Dylan, I have thoughts about the match.
All right, reference, I'm not sure if you realize that Lexus King is a son of Brian Pillman, the original Brian Pillman from back in the 90s, if that really rings a bell. Probably not, because you used to watch it. You were more of an 80s guy, right?
No, I did. I was mostly 80s, but I did early to mid 90s.
Okay, cool. Speaking of storylines and backstage sketches, Andre Chase and Chase University finally comes forward to see what these wild allegations are of misappropriating funds, and now seems to be at behest of the family with Tony D'Angelo. Now, again, a little bit of a small kind of bombshell here, but if you can't trust Chase University, what school can you trust, James?
I was like, I like the little outfit, their sweaters and stuff. In their outfits. I mean, I don't. I have no really thoughts. I was just like, this is fun. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Mike Wexler,
I don't watch enough, so I don't know. I can't really comment on
that. I hear you. Mike Wexler says Alexis King next NXT champion, which I the next NXT champion I don't see. But you're also the guy who said Zion Quinn was going to be the next NXT champion, and where has Zion Quinn been? Mike Wexler has been on TV in forever. Tilly. Gotta move on. No, please don't leave, Mike. We need all the fans we can get. I'm just saying.
This is like Steffi and Sheila or Sammy and Nicole the Robert. Exactly, Dennis. He's bringing the soap operaness to me. Thank you. Yes.
Dylan, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. Because they're two different art forms. They're two different art forms. All right. Other Iron Survivor Challenge match, this time's on the men's side. Braun Breaker, which for 2 years ago was seen as like the face of NXT, the son of Rick Steiner, the nephew of Scott Steiner, taking on Eddie Thorpe, Kyle Fredericks, who is actually a native person. So we had a matchup, even though I like Eddie Thorpe, but it really was Braun Breaker's match to lose. And he did not lose this one. The pup-faced gremlin is going on the deadline. So a lot of things to unpack here. Eddie Thorpe can't catch a break to save his life. And Braun Breaker seems to be rolling, man.
I remember Braun from last time I did the show. He's super hot. Nice big man. My comments I wrote down were, God damn. Also, he had badass written on his ass. On his thing. I was looking at that too. I loved it. But I was like, okay. And then Eddie Thorpe.
Yeah.
No fog machine. With that word fog machine coming out of everything. But I was like, his ribs are taped up.
Yeah.
Fully ready.
Right.
So what the hell was he doing in there? Watching this match, made me uncomfortable. It was just like, well, obviously Braun's gonna win. I'm like, well, how am I gonna do? And he basically tossed around like lettuce, the whole like bib lettuce, the whole thing. So of course Braun's gonna win.
Really? Are you gonna toss salad reference? are you doing a toss salad?
All I said was bib lettuce. That's what I said.
This is a family show. I hope you know that. I said
bib lettuce. And people eat bib lettuce and they toss the lettuce.
Oh, okay. So yes. Eddie Thorpe got attacked last week and he's got the ribs taped up. But the idea of this matchup is if you won this one, you had a chance to go on to the Iron Survivor Challenge at Deadline to contest the championship.
He wasn't gonna win. What's your name? Flubbo. He wasn't gonna win. I mean, you're taped up means you're not even fully back. He had a couple of hits later on in the match, kind of.
Right.
But it was mostly Braun.
But what I'm saying is, why would you turn that down? A chance to be champion, make money. Oh, my ribs hurt. No, you gotta go until you don't go no more.
I don't know. I think in wrestling it's a little different than like baseball or something like that, or basketball or something.
How so? These are athletes trying hard to provide for their families. This is what got Ilya Dragunov so mad later on, right? If someone says there's a chance for you to be champion, you're gonna say, no, my ribs, they sore, owie.
Well, he lost. So my point was proven. He lost. So, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy your money or whatever. Good for you. But he lost.
Dylan Matthews is actually with you. Half of us don't know what Eddie Thorpe is doing. I have to agree. I like Eddie Thorpe, but he seems kind of directionless in NXT currently. I liked him when he did that NXT Underground match, 3 months ago? But he has not won a significant matchup since. And Mike Wexler says, shout out to Eddie Thorpe, call Frederick SoCal independent wrestling icon.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. Representation matters. You know, here's somebody who is an indigenous person. I love Carl Fredericks. Eddie Thorpe is kind of hard to say compared to Carl Fredericks, but I want to see him win. And he didn't win is what is going to be your phrase forever.
I didn't win. I just speak the truth.
Okay. So you like Braun Breaker in his ass, apparently.
Well, I remember him last time. He's hot. I remember when he was like the big face. I actually remember that. I did two shows with you, and I remember he was like the big
right. So this is my question. For almost that time, people were saying, "Oh man, Braun Breaker shouldn't be on NXT. He should be on Raw and SmackDown and going against Roman and going to WrestleMania." Thoughts about that? Do you think he's still at home in NXT, or do you want to see him someplace else?
Well, the thing is, I think it's one of those choices. Do you stay a big fish in a smaller pond, or do you try to go into the bigger ocean?
What would you do?
And well, I mean, I'm always going bigger, larger. That's a good question. It's like, it depends on if it becomes super easy where he just continues just to be the big fish in NXT, then maybe it is time to graduate and go to the next thing and go somewhere else and start there. But maybe you don't want to. Maybe he feels comfortable where he's at. For me, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. It's a good question. Going back to the money issue you brought up a little second ago.
Right,
maybe he's good money doing it, staying down here.
You saw SmackDown on one of our episodes. Yep. I don't normally watch that. I mean, it's a different kind of feel, aesthetic. I mean, if you had a choice, would you do NXT or would you do SmackDown if you wrestled?
If I wrestled?
Oh yeah, if you got down and dirty and sweaty with other men and women, would you? Oh.
Sorry, I was thinking about that for a second.
Yeah, I figured.
It's your fault. You do
it. It's 10 a.m., James.
You keep me there, Flo. I'm sorry. You dropped me off. Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to pull together. Okay. I'm a person. I always like to go forward. So I might go into the big leagues because I just want to do bigger. I want to make more, get across more people. I think I'd probably go bigger and bigger.
Dylan Matthews says Braun is just there at NXT. I'm bored. I'm inclined to agree. There's certain players on all branches who seem to be doing nothing in general. And I think the big one I had on social media was Becky Lynch. It feels like she's in NXT. She's beaten Xia Li. She's in War Games. Like, what's her direction? And Pop Princess actually agrees with you. She'll go to SmackDown as well. And you know what, Dylan? This is why you're the man. Shout out to you again. Now that you're in the chat live, happy belated birthday to your face, to your digital face. Braun has 141 2/3 chance of winning. Senior Joe. That's a very deep cut reference, but I'm with you. I feel like Braun Breaker has been winning, but he either has to be champ again or needs to move on. I'm kind of bored with him as it is. Sure. All right, moving on. So Ilya Dragunov is our NXT champion. He was the one that defeated Carmelo Hayes at No Mercy, which I had the displeasure of seeing that match live, even though I love Ilya. Little unhinged. Nathan Frazier was saying, "Hey man, your opponent has houses and cars. I want that." And Ilya was like, "You insult my family, prepare to die." We had ourselves an hour one matchup that was brutal to say the least. Now, Well, I'm going to ask you about thoughts about the match, but thoughts about Ilya Dragunov as champion first.
Ilya, you're doing your job, so please don't hate me. I don't want you to come, like, come to my house or try to find me. If you want, you can. In Inglewood, I'll give my address.
Oh, yeah? Really? You like German guys? Russian-German guys? Who knew?
I've been with a few.
I don't want
to know. Maybe self-hatred. I don't know. Something going on. Here's the thing. This guy, I wrote down champion. I didn't know who he was. He really emotes. Like, he is very dramatic. I know it's part of the story. I guess they talk about his family or something or whatever. But I just wanted to note that he was doing 120,000%. I will give it to him. I'm sorry, it made me laugh a couple times. I'm sorry, it just did. But he was really into it.
I'm with you. I think a lot of times on NXT UK, which is where he was originally on, Jack and I would say, this guy is, I know, bring it back. I mean, seriously, that NXT UK really got me back into wrestling as like a passionate fan. Before I was kind of like a jaded journalist, like this week has happened, but UK was like, yeah. But they were saying, yeah, look, he gets kind of wild. And it's like, it's hard to get behind somebody because back then he had red contacts, right? So he was like, and like doing that. You're like, oh, come on. It was kind of weird. Mike Wexler said it here, NXT No Mercy in the middle of nowhere in Bakersfield, California. Yes, it is in the middle of nowhere. My next question is actually the same one Dylan has. Because after the matchup, Baron Corbin gets on the screen. It was like, Ilya, you are so emotional. You are weak. Thoughts about Baron Corbin? Thoughts about his promo after the match, my friend?
Okay, so, but before we do that, I have to mention Nathan Frazer.
Okay, please.
Because if I can. First, he came out like, okay, long hair, whatever. He took off his jacket, and I was like, where'd that body come from? Oh, my God in heaven. I was like, okay, I'll watch you now. I'll see what's going on.
Really? Okay. That is just awful. He's just a piece of meat to you. Didn't care what he had to say until he took off his shirt.
Sure didn't.
Wow. Okay.
And then for my entertainment. And then, so, I mean, Ilya was really in there, and he was knocking him around. Nathan got a few shots in there, here and there. What made me, what was so funny is, because he was so dramatic, when Ilya had Nathan down, I'd never seen him before in a match before. I haven't watched enough matches, but I just never seen him before. Where the ref is counting him out. And he just went 1, 2, 3. On the second one, he gets up.
Yeah.
Makes this whole dramatic thing. Like, I'm going to make sure he feels all this stuff. And I thought, that's interesting. And Nathan was out. I mean, Nathan was just like, he's like, hi, I'm jelly. So I'm just laying here. and so it's funny. And then he comes back and he gets on him. And then it's very dramatic and he wins. So I thought that was actually something different I've never really seen before.
Sure. In a match.
So for me, it was a little something.
Was it too intense?
No, it wasn't too intense. It made me chuckle a little bit, but it was something different.
Yeah,
I hadn't really seen before because he could easily just that would have been it. He was counting out, but he did this whole. But I get for the whole family. So then Mr. Handsome Man on the screen. I was like, who are you?
Baron Corbin's handsome? What?
I think he is.
Chat, tell him he's wrong, please. Baron Corbin. Okay, so what does he say? What does Baron Corbin say?
So then you have to watch for either. Yes, I do. I see some tea happening in the chat. Like, what's going on? What's the
thing? Thea Hale is a member of Chase. She's dating Nathan Frazer in real life, and it makes me sad that she is. But continue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so him taunting him, that's true. That's true wrestling. That's why he's coming. He's taunting him. So they're going to match up next week or something? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be the collision course, whether it's going to be next week or it's going to be a tease for Deadline. But that's the thing, though. Nathan Frazer just said, hey, Baron Corbin's living pretty well. And then Dragunov really went off his rocker. It was like, how dare you insult me and my family? But then Dragunov still gets clowned by Baron Corbin at the end of it. I mean, is he right? Is Dragunov so unhinged he can't focus on being champ?
Well, he keeps winning, so I guess it's working for him somehow.
Okay, give it up for the chat here. People love. Yeah, I guess James brings the engagement. That's pretty cool. I think everyone wants Nathan Frazer to take a shirt off, Dylan.
Okay, I was like, wait a second. Okay, first I was like, oh, he's okay looking guy, I guess. And then he took a shirt. I was like, wow.
It's the accent too, I bet.
Wait till we get to Wesley. We'll get to that in a second. But anyway, I'm like, I saw bodies. I'm like, some of these bodies are like, they're lumps of clay. And then some of them be like, okay, there's something going on there. Of course he would, you know, I think, well, Ilya keeps winning. So obviously either he's going to lose finally because he can't keep it together or he's going to keep winning, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's fuel keeping him going.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, technically, Dragunov is a good guy, but I always wonder, like, if he goes too intense, you might, like, that. Guy? Technically, yes. I mean, oh, granted, he beat Carmelo Hayes for the championship, but he's not necessarily someone you want to boo, right?
Oh, okay.
Technically. I mean, it's kind of fluid on NXT. Of all the three brands, it's kind of good there. But okay. We got to move on because this episode got way more creepier as Joe Gacy recorded himself underneath the ring. Joe Gacy has been going through some things, but looks like no one cares about him. And what better way to lash out is to show up and steal the ring bell of a matchup? Joe Gacy, did he do anything for you? Are you on board?
Maybe you laugh when he was doing that. I was like, I never seen underneath the ring. I never seen underneath the ring. So I was like, oh, like as I chuckled in a good way. I chuckled like, oh, that's kind of funny what he was doing. It's way for Central. is he related to Gary Wayne Gacy or whatever?
That's kind of what the reference is because when he first started, he was kind of like a cult leader type deal. But now he's like a guy that doesn't have a cult. So he's kind of upstairs being like, no one cares for me. But I mean, as a character, right? Like if you're a wrestler in a wrestling promotion and you're not getting any matches and no one's talking about you backstage, are you on board of a character so unhinged being like, oh my gosh, no one cares about me? Or are you kind of like, get on?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. Dylan Matthews says, for some reason, I feel JLJ will be comfortable under the ring.
Under some people under the ring. Yes, definitely.
I don't want to see that. Let's talk about the match next, Joe.
You don't have to watch, but it's fine.
I mean, if it's on NXT, I have to. let's talk about the match.
Folks, get James on NXT. That's the next stream that Phil has to watch.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
I commentate on it.
Yeah, my eyes, they're all hurting and bleeding. All right, this is what the match that he gets involved with. Carmen Petrovic and Ariana Grace are both women in the breakout tournament. Obviously, they didn't win that tournament. That went to Lola Vice, still holding on to her contract. But it looks like Carmen can stand Ariana Grace, the beauty queen of NXT. Ariana Grace, the daughter of Santino Marella from back in the day, had their matchup. But Joe Gacy was a giant distraction. Two questions about this. One, did Joe Gacy's antics take away from the matchup? And two, what do you think about these two ladies in this match?
All right, I wanted to see more. I think he did take away from it. But and storyline-wise, it's kind of funny, right? That's kind of like, okay, he took away from it. Because I started ringing the bell. Like, wait, he's ringing the bell too now? Like, this is common? Everybody's ringing bells? And I didn't know if that was common or not, but it made me laugh that he did that. But I thought there was lots of attitude with the ladies, which I love some sass. And I thought they were equally matched. For what I got to see, but I wish I got to see more. Right? So I know Ariana won or whatever, or her person won or whatever. But I mean, it's like I wish I could have saw more of them. And it was to me, it was really short.
Shout out to the Wasteland, which is a move I haven't seen in 15 years. That's Ariana Grace's finishing move. We got Dylan Mathis says, Flobo and JLJ trip to Florida to see NXT live. You also need a vlog. Now, we haven't traveled together. We've tried many times, and things have always fell apart. But I don't think the world is ready for me being as cantankerous and as a curmudgeon as I am.
My life is boring. Now it's a challenge. Me and Flo have to do something wrestling together live. We have to, just because. We have to. I want to get on his nerves so bad on purpose.
That is awful, sir. Get on my nerves by accident on purpose. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the fans. They want to see it.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, we haven't traveled together. It's crazy. No,
I want to travel Flo. We just hasn't happened yet. Maybe next year that's one of the goals we'll do. We'll do something and then we'll make sure you guys can see behind the scenes. We'll do something.
Might do a Chris Jericho's cruise. That'd be kind of fun. A wrestling cruise week.
I know Chris Jericho has ever heard that.
It's also in a boat and a bunch of wrestling fans for a week. That's always fun. Or it's really awful. I'm not even sure how to take that.
Yeah, the same here. I don't know either. I'm out. Okay.
So,
yes.
So let's talk about the I don't know if they have a name, but Brooks Jensen, Josh Briggs, and Fallon Henley. Two of the three of them are qualifying for the Irons of Iron Challenge at Deadline, but Brooks Jensen is not. And Lexus King says, you're a weak link. Matches on. Lexus King, Brooks Jensen. Lexus King's, I think, his third matchup overall in NXT. Pretty much a foregone conclusion. He was going to win this one. But how he won this one gives me pause. Carmelo Hayes gets involved, but stopped by the referees, causing the distraction to give Lexus to win. Is Carmelo Hayes just going down a deep, dark spiral of just paranoia, James Lott Jr.?
Well, it's weird at first when I saw they had three people come out with with oh, don't fall. Like, like, well, there's Flo. He's out. He's done.
Trying to stick the landing. No one saw that.
So when Briggs, Jensen, and Henley came out, I was like, why is there three of them? And compare, and this is just one-on-one match. So it's kind of funny how it was there just to egg, you know, kind of egg them on or whatever. And for a while, I mean, like, Lexus was winning. I mean, he was totally winning. And then Brooks got his hits in, and he was winning. And it was back and forth for a while. Again, a lot of throat action. It was like a lot of, I get a throat. I don't like, I don't throat. I know it sounds, I wasn't trying to be whatever. But it's like, it just felt, it was a lot of kicks to throat. And then King takes over Jensen, of course, and it was, to me, a great match. It was back and forth. It was back and forth, back and forth. And then Carmelo trying to do his 2 cents, but getting stopped out the air, and that was kind of fun too. I didn't mind this match. I thought this match, this was a good match. This was like, this is what wrestling is to me. I just sit and watch a good match of wrestling. Yeah. I felt we were in there, and just adding Carmelo trying to come in, and he's doing his thing. It's like it added for drama at the end, and I didn't mind it. I liked it.
Let's talk about Carmelo Hayes for a second, because he is one of my favorites, fan of the show, put over the show in real life. But ever since losing the title to Ilya Dragunov, he's been down bad, right? There was a whole Trick Mello thing where Trick thought Carmelo hit him backstage. He lost clean to Josh Briggs last week, so Josh qualified for Iron Survivor. Do you think Carmelo has a chance to get back to where he was, or he's just going to be a guy that used to be hot back in the day and no more?
No, he can always come back. He's always bet on black. Oh, whatever.
I'm with it.
Yeah, Carmelo can do it. Hello. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're up. And so he, you know, sometimes things happen, and this is more fuel for him to come back even harder.
Would you have your notes about Lexus King sliding throne? Are you on board with that?
Yeah, I was on board.
Okay, to me, I was like, it's kind of cheesy, but kind of cool at the same time. Chad,
let me know what you think. It was cheese on some level.
Right.
But sometimes there's certain moves, things you kind of don't mind seeing in wrestling. To me, you don't mind seeing in wrestling. So it's like, Mike Wexler said it'll be old news soon. Shut your mouth.
Wow. He's going to leave the chat, man. Please don't leave. Please don't leave.
Don't leave.
Yeah, to me, it was kind of cheesy, the sliding throne. But I feel like if that happened at WrestleMania and I was here live, I'm like, oh, the sliding throne. You know what I mean? I'll totally get it. Yeah, absolutely. Before we get to our main event, it's time for a cool segment we do here. It's called General Manager Pick'em. Usually I ask Jack, but he's not here this week. So I'm going to ask you questions as if you ran NXT. You get the call from Monday Night Raw. They go, hey, look, we have space for one more man on our roster. You either have to give up. You have to give up because you're the XGM. Bron Breakker or Carmelo Hayes. Who would you give up and why?
Oh, I mean, Bron would go. Oh, no. Okay. So my heart would say Carmelo stays, Bron goes. But Bron is—he's good. I mean, if you're going by management standards, I pick Bron.
Management standards? Any standards you want, baby. You can talk about ass standards if you want to. It's fine.
I'm going by business. Yeah. I'm like, then probably Bron. You go with Bron, I think, by business wise.
I think Bron would probably be a Monday Night Raw guy. Why not? Let me know what you think.
For now, I think. But my other side would say Carmelo. It would say that, of course, because I support him. But I think he needs that wake up call.
Yeah. Tony JC, everyone loves a little cheese now and then. I guess. I mean, it's fine. As a wedding DJ, I do a mean uptown funk, so I'm with it.
Manager rule is an open door policy for certain individuals. What does that mean? Is he being shady? What does that mean?
No, that means that like any guy can come and go if you want come and go. No, I'm doing it.
I didn't even do anything. I'm just sitting here.
Wow. So Mike Wesley's call up Bron easily. He's a call up, but I think Carmelo Hayes is a more polished product there. Like Bron is big and bad and he's boring. He doesn't know where to go. But Carmelo Hayes is a guy that can print money today. You can put him in the match today. And I think I'll be on board. So I don't know. That's why I asked the people who are.
Don't you think you put Bron in there today also and print money?
No, I think Braun has all the tools. Like, he has, like, the strength, the speed, the finishing move. But no one knows who Braun is. I think wrestling enthusiasts know he's a son of Rick Steiner. Cool, casual wrestling fans go, oh, he's a strong guy. But, like, there's no swag about him. There's no confidence. How do I describe Braun's character to someone? Whereas Carmelo, that's what people want. That's when you go to the Today Show or Fallon and go, hey, Mr. Hayes, you're him. Tell me about yourself. Carmelo has that in spades. So I think Carmelo's more valuable in the main roster today, but that's just me.
Okay.
He can go anywhere. And before we get to our main event today, just got to say it's true. We do have some merch available to purchase over there at tinyurl.com/drapedingold. You can get logo merch, talk about hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Make sure you support the show. And if you're listening or watching this on your favorite podcasting platform, 5 stars, daddy, on that Spotify and that Apple Podcast. Support the show because we're, I think, one of the few in-story NXT review shows on the planet. drapedingold.com.
Yeah, support them now.
Or else. All right, let's get to our main event. Dominic Mysterio is our North American champion, and he has a thorn in his side, and his name is Wes Lee. Wes Lee had to win this Fatal 4-Way match to get himself a chance for Dominic Mysterio's North American title, but he had to go through 3 men who are on the main roster who are former North American champions on their own. Johnny Gargano, Mr. Wrestling, one of the best North American champions of all time, my personal favorite, and Big Bronson Reed, and to the moon, Cameron Grimes in a Fatal 4-Way. James Lott Jr., what do you make of this one? Starting with Wes Lee, my friend.
Okay. So 3 of the 4, I knew who they were. So it's kind of like, okay. Dope. So Cameron Grimes and Amanda, we know we have our girl Cameron Grimes, and so she's pregnant right now. Shout out to Cameron.
Oh, she is.
And wow. So it's a different Cameron Grimes, of course. We love her. Johnny Gargano, I knew who he was. He's so good looking. So I think he's very handsome. Like, he's very handsome guy.
That just means he's ugly.
He's very handsome.
And are you hot? No, he's handsome. Okay, I mean, he's ugly.
No, it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's, no, he's still hot. He's hot. I'm saying he's handsome. Like, there's a, it's a very handsome face.
He looks like Ben Stiller.
What?
He looks like Ben Stiller.
I don't see that. But anyway, the point is, he's no, I would do him. Don't worry. That don't matter. It doesn't matter. He's hot. Okay. That's what you get. And then, okay, and then.
I do get that.
Bronson Reed. I wrote, what a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, when he came, I was like, ooh, dang. We'll talk about him in the match too late. I get some notes on that. But Wes Lee, know who he is. I'm like, I don't know who he is. I'm going to blank for a second. His body, I wrote down, his body is amazing. I count the abs. Oh, man, I see why. I count the abs. There's like 20. His pecs were just like, oh my God, I'm like, this guy, and he's handsome also, but he's...
Them things stinging, I got you.
Oh, I was like, who is you? And I was like, okay, let's see, you got all 4 guys in there. It was a 4-way sandwich for me. I just like, I'll take any of you, all of you, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. It's great. So I was
really
ready.
Cameron Grimes too? Wow.
Kind of, he has pretty eyes, you know, a little bit. He's kinda, you know, he has a little hairy chest or whatever.
You take him on a date, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes, kind of, yeah. Well, he's, you know, he's fine. But I was ready. So I said, okay, it's just 4 people. Wes needs to win. The continues. I had the whole setup. So that's where I was at the beginning. Then I have notes about the rest of the match, but that's where I was at the beginning.
Well, let's get into it. And Wes Lee had to go through the gauntlet. The match was intense, all different flavors and styles of North American title. Some would argue the North American title is the most contested title division in all of WWE wrestling. Thoughts about the match? Some news and notes from your notepad there, sir.
Okay, so I mean, none of them stood a chance against Bronson. I mean, Bronson was just like this. I do.
No, Bronson's my favorite. He's the colossal Bronson.
Well, he's good. That's right. It was. Yes, Tony. No, the thing is, I was like, okay, these 3 guys like make up one of him. So I'm like, I don't know how. I mean, I was just like, I was very curious how they're going to do this. So Bronson was getting all of them. Then like the 3 of them would work together and try to knock him out. And they did. They got him out the ring at one point. So Bronson was out. Then I was like, well, then what's going to happen next? I was very interested in this match. I was like, then what's happening next? So then it's like the 3 that were left had to also fight each other. So I was like, right. Okay. But they had to fight, but like, they had to go back and forth. I thought that was really cool. There was some, with the 3 of them, there were some great acrobatics, some great jumps. some great leaps. It was kind of fun. I was like, oh, they do that. They're doing a whole wrestling thing for it. They worked the whole ring. It was like, it was a lot. It was like they were going from here to there and here and there. I like that. Enjoy it. Then at one point, it was just Wes and Johnny.
Yes.
I said it.
That's
like, I had a dream for a second. Okay. They shook hands first, so that was kind of funny. And then it kind of just this little dance, a little fighting dance was kind of fun. And all of a sudden, Bronson comes right back in.
That's his job.
Like, and okay, so here's the part that made me laugh. I almost cried. There was one point where Cameron Grimes was underneath Bronson.
Right.
And he was holding, I'm checking all the names correctly. And he was holding one of them. When all of a sudden, Gargano goes behind him, pulls up Cameron, and makes his head hit Bronson balls. He drops everybody. I laughed so hard. That was hilarious.
I mean, that hurt, man. I think
we all the way they did it, it was, that was inventive. I hadn't seen it before.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall kind of thing. And then later when he was holding all three of them.
Oh yeah.
This match was just, it was crazy. It was like, he drops them, like, he carries them, he drops them. Everybody out there is like, holy shit. Holy. I was like, that's what they're chanting. I'm like, okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's PG. So they always blank it out.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. Then Lee takes on Gargano and Grimes at one point. It was funny watching all of them take each other, but then Wesley does this flip backwards on the camera.
Yeah.
Whew. That was great too. And Wes wins, of course. Yeah. I thought this was actually, I was very invested in this. This match was like just so much, there's so much to see, and there's a lot of athleticism in there, but Bronson is a big boy. I keep saying it over and over again, so he's a big boy.
Yeah, I mean, before he was the colossal Bronson, now he's Big Bronson Reed, but before he was the colossal Bronson Reed, they used to call him Thick Boy Bronson Reed. Okay, so question about this, though. The crowd was going nuts. You know, this is awesome, holy shit chance, and about the different styles, because there were some high-impact maneuvers. But you did mention some parts of it seemed kind of choreographed. Didn't mind it. You were on board. Would you recommend the match?
Oh, no. I mean, because I like that stuff. I mean, I want to see them use the whole ring. I want it. I totally should be watching. Should. I want to see. I don't mind. I know some matches are really quick, fast, in a hurry. I know they're just really quick, whatever. But I don't mind a longer one where it felt like they were all tired. They were all like, they were getting their workout. And I actually can appreciate that. And so I don't mind a few. It's almost like ice skating and stuff. I don't mind a few choreographed moves if it's entertaining. And to me, it was entertaining. And it was like, they're all kind of, so I feel like we got to see all four of them showcase themselves.
Absolutely.
Within a four, because in a four, it's going to sound, I don't mean to sound dirty, but in a four way.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to stay. It's hard to stand out.
Yeah. Important too, you know. Like sometimes people, the camera goes on other people. You kind of like
that. Some people get more airtime than others, whatever. But my thing is with this. You started it. I started it. But anyway, the point is, I was able to get a piece of each of them while fighting. So I actually appreciated that whole thing. I appreciate that.
Gotta give up the chat here. JLJLO's big meaty man slapping me. Big meaty man slapping me. Oh, yeah. You
know, Flo was probably thinking, I'm never inviting James on the show ever again. It's turning.
Never say that. I don't know what to say half the time. So I'm like, I guess he's hot, or yeah, I guess I would. Now, if I was in the car, I'd be like, oh yeah, bro, I would totally. Okay, so and bro said, oi, 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 which is really funny because he's Bill from Black Forest, South Australia.
Where is he from? I was trying to figure out.
He's Bill from Black Forest, South Australia, which is outside of Adelaide. But if you look online, Black Forest seems like the most kind, gentle suburb. But he's like Black Forest, like it's really tough, but it's not.
Oh, funny.
Everyone else is America. Cameron Grimes is from North Carolina. I think Wesley is from Vegas, and so Gargano's from Ohio. I call Bronson Reed Jonah Rock, or Jonah when he was the New Japan era, as well. And had him balls. Yep, Mm-hmm. Yeah, get in, Tony J. If you want to see grown people in their physical specimen roll around every week, NXT is the way to do it, to be honest with you. And it's actually one of the few wrestling brands that equally split airtime between men and women. So if you're into that kind of
thing. I did enjoy UK. I know that's your past, but I did enjoy UK. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dylan, very true, Dylan. Because I enjoy, because some of those European ones, ooh, they were working it too.
I hope that they bring back NXT Europe, but it's been a year and 3 months since they said they would, so I'm not holding my breath. And the last thing we saw was in the most dangerous place of all of wrestling, the NXT parking lot. Roxanne Perez, after still in the ring bell, gets into it with Kiana James. They're on a collision course. And, well, here in wrestling NXT, we make fun of how tough that parking lot is, but it looked like these two women couldn't stand each other.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you know, there was some hair pulling and other stuff going out there, and but there's cars in a way. How do you fight with cars in a way? Like, it's like just bumping the cars. And I know it's like, you know, it made me kind of chuckle a little bit. But yes, it's well, hopefully they can work it out somehow where, you know, we'll see who's the real winner out of the two of them in the ring.
Hopefully they can't work it out. But now it's time for my favorite part of the show. It's now time for the MVP of NXT. That's that person that stuck out for you the most. JLJ, who stuck out for you?
Wesley.
I bet he did.
He sure did. You know, Bronson, close second. Wesley is, yeah, he just, well, because I didn't really heard him before. I didn't know him. And he emerged as the winner in a big four-way thing. Like it's a lot of work. He had to do a lot of work to win. So his body was phenomenal. So Kehlani James, can I do a tie? I think she's very, she may even beat my Mandy Rose crush.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, given the option, I'm Team Kehlani like all day.
Very, she's beautiful. So hi Kehlani, wherever you are, come follow me and say hi. Don't worry, I'm gay. Don't worry, I don't want you to say that.
Well, that I can't agree. Okay. My MVP was Bronson Reed, only because I know in NXT what Bronson can do. On Monday Night Raw, he does like a third of that. Even that stuff with Ivar, I'm kind of done with. I get it. They're both big. Whatever. But on NXT last night, he showed the world that he still has a lot to give. And so that's my MVP, to say the least. Now, Draped in Gold is, again, we're coming back from hiatus. We got to go back on one. So we'll be back here 2 weeks from now for our next episode of Draped in Gold, because I and Jack Farmer will be in Miami covering Influencer Fight League on commentary. So make sure you check that things out for that. But James Lott Jr., if I want to follow you or engage with you or help out you or support your channel, how do I go about doing that?
You go to Miami next week?
Yeah, it's for commentary.
You can tell me anything. You can tell me that.
Well, it was confirmed yesterday. I was like, are we going or not?
Almost a jet setter. I just stay home and do nothing. Okay, follow me. I just work every day. Follow
me. It's not Miami. It's not Miami proper. It ain't South Beach. It ain't like I'm on the beach like, yeah, I didn't tell nobody nothing. I'm like in a casino like way all the time. Fuck, it's not in Miami at all right? You're ruining it.
You do love it. Who am I? I'm James Lott Jr. I wear all James Lott Jr.'s assault at James Lott Jr. and all social media platforms. I have a new Christmas record out called Silver Bells and Disco Balls. You can get anywhere you get music. It's fun, it's upbeat, and it's Christmassy. Also, I have a new book out called Forgotten Hollywood Christmas Movies. I write about different Christmas movies in it. That's out of Amazon, Kindle, and paperback. Of course, all my audio dramas, all my TV shows, all my soap things, everything. Some of you guys follow me, of course, that are on JLJ Media on YouTube or any audio streaming service platform.
You know, in all seriousness, even though I'm totally shocked by your love of anatomy, the fact you came through, and I appreciate you watching NXT out of your normal schedule. You're a busy man, means the world to me. Like, I didn't want to not have this week's episode, so thank you so much.
Anytime you want me back, Flo, these are fun. I will come back anytime you need to come back.
You're going
to
get me canceled. That's what you're going to do. I would have Kalani James's lawyers, Jordan's lawyers, be like, hey, what are you doing?
Don't call me lawyers. God, I love her. It's all in love. It's all in fun.
For James Lott Jr., I'm Flobo Boys. Usually I hate people, but if Jack Farmer were here, he'll say something like, do your best and be yourself.